has a lot of meaning to create these lists so that we can move forward. So, you know, happy to work with you on that. With that, the last thing, Mr. Peavy, you and I had talked about the issue because Mr. King brought it to our attention and I brought it to you. Can you talk to us briefly about, are you aware of anyone currently in the apprenticeship program that would be addressed in Mr. King's comments?
Happy to do that, Mr. Chairman. And I will make this statement as the official representative for the Technical College System of Georgia. We are not aware of anyone illegally taking advantage of this program. The program is fairly based. In order for, and it's all part of the Federal Registered Apprenticeship Program, in order for someone to participate, they have to be a legal employee of a company that is participating in the program, along with all the e-verified and other requirements that come along. And so that company has to have legally hired and legally employed an individual before they can take part of the apprenticeship program. That, as far as we know, we don't have anyone illegally taking a part of that.
What I want to ask you to do is we're going to move on with these.